That's great. Okay, Mike Tracy. Mike, it's great to see you here at Oriel Park this evening. How are things going since the group have taken over?
Well, it's great to see you first off. You're a guy that I follow on Twitter, and so there's always this phenomenon when you follow someone on Twitter and then they walk up to you and it's like, oh, you're the Live at Oriel guy. Yeah, if I can't watch the game, you're almost announcing the game to me.
Yeah.
But everything's gone great so far. It's been really fun to come in. You know, obviously we met with Steve and Martin, Andy and Paul last fall, and you know, this took a while, and we got done right, you know, before the season started, and we've just kind of hit the ground running, and I don't know, it's been so much fun just seeing Mal come in, and the way Mal's worked with Martin and Steven and Vinny and guys, it's just cool.
It's cool, because, and it's working really well. The team are doing fantastic for you on the pitch.
Yeah, they're doing great, and you know, all the credit to them. I mean, Steven brought in how many new guys? Was it
10
new guys? Yeah. And then to get them to gel together and just get everyone focused and ready to go, you know, all the credit goes to them.
But it's, you know, the club has had its success in recent years, but I mean, you're fully aware of the challenges that a club like Dundalk or any league of Ireland club faces as the season goes on, and maybe as the next couple of years go on.
Yeah, I mean, it's a marathon, not a sprint, and wherever we want to take the club, the rest of the clubs are going to be chasing us. Mm. You look at where Dundalk was 2 years ago, well, Cork is caught up. Well, now we need to step up, and now Cork and Shamrock Rovers and the likes of Waterford, they're going to keep chasing us. So the goal is to keep raising the stakes in whatever way possible, and just keep trying to find that small edge, whatever it is we have.
And yourselves, I mean, as a group, what attracted the group to coming to Dundalk, to get involved with Dundalk FC?
I mean, really the story, like, so we've had success at Bournemouth in our investment, and we wanted to take some of the stuff we've done there and see if it would translate elsewhere. And we knew there'd have to be good cultural translation. And so me, having studied here during university and having spent quite a amount of time in Ireland, I thought that this would be a fair place. And so everything lined up perfectly and almost fell into our lap.
And I mean, as a European challenge, people have been saying this for years. You know, you could actually, this is a club here that could take you to Europe, whereas maybe investments you might have in English clubs or whatever, there may be never a chance to see them getting into Europe, whereas Dundalk have a great chance of going well in Europe.
Yeah, it's one of the unique things about the European League is that, you know, you look at over the Premier League, there's 14 teams that don't have a chance of sniffing European play.
No.
And over here, you know, and that's kind of the excitement factor of Europa League and Champions League is that anything can happen on any given night. And Dundalk has shown in the last couple of years that they can succeed on that stage.
Are you, you know, I mean, obviously, the group are in for the long haul.
Absolutely. I mean, it doesn't make sense. I can't imagine a scenario where I would look at something and say, oh, I'm going to buy a team for a year.
Yeah.
And like, oh, we lost in Europa League first round. See you guys later.
Yeah.
It just doesn't. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah, I mean, we have a vision of where this is going to be the next 5-10 years. And you know, the biggest thing is to set those long-term goals, but then to set these sorts of just small stuff. Even, you know, the puddle, getting volunteers out here to shovel the pitch so we could play on Sunday so guys can get minutes. It's those small things that you do that get you to those five-year goals.
As far as stadium is concerned, have you any plans, even in the medium term, to do something with the stadium?
I mean, I think you're starting to see it. You're starting to see it in the puddle of that over there, but we're not in a place to come out and tell you everything that we're going to do. I mean, I told this to Gavin. It's going to be speak softly, carry a big stick. We're going to thoroughly investigate. Clearly, there's issues here. We see them. We know it. And we don't want to put a Band-Aid over the issue. I don't think we as a group should want to come in and just put something that's going to be good for 2 years. You know, you look at a stadium like this, and I've been blessed to see what's happened in Chicago at Wrigley Field, you know, a stadium that people once considered to be kind of run down, and just now it's a cathedral of baseball, and I see that here. And we will make those changes. We will make them over time. And that's why we brought in guys like Mal to assess that, because Mal's worked at that level and understands what needs to be done and how to get it done.
It really is fantastic to see a group like yourselves coming in, and it's very positive to hear just that you are here for the long term. You're not going away in a year or two.
Yeah, it's great. It's fun, and it's cool. You know, the reception we have back in the States, we have the Chicago Supporters Club with Dean Aerosmith. It's just, it's become such a small world almost. Yeah. And it's crazy. You know, the Waterford game, the office is going crazy. You have a trading floor in Chicago going nuts for Dundalk Football Club, which, I mean, maybe we need to get a live camera feed in our trading floor for you guys to see what's going on. But no, it's great.
And just finally, I mean, it's great. The group that are there together, good businessmen that have a good business plan ahead of them, and that's what you need, and good financial stability.
Yeah, you need good financial stability, but you also need guys that know the game, like Steven.
Yeah.
You need Steven, you need Martin, you need Mal, you need, like, we know numbers, we know technology.
Yeah.
I think we know technology better than we know numbers, which few people know. We actually are, I consider us to be a technology company. But you need guys like Steven out there as the face of the club, running the club, in order to really get to the next level. So, you know, we're putting our faith in the people that are here, and I'm excited to see where it goes.
You're possibly, I've been covering Dundalk games for nearly 30 years now, and I've tracked the history of this club. I think you're probably the youngest chairman ever of Dundalk FC.
Maybe. I don't like to put age on things. But I've been noted. I've seen reactions when they posted my picture on social media. Plenty of
comments.
Yeah, funny comments, which I'm taking all in stride. But
well, it's absolutely fantastic to have spoken to you this evening, and listen, best of luck, but you're staying in Oriel Park.
Oh, thank you very much.